after six. We have a work session before this, and we get talking, so appreciate you being here. I'd entertain a motion to open our city council meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's all in favor.
Aye.
Thank you. I will begin with a moment of silence. You join us with that. At the end of that, Councilmember Stewart will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you very much.
Please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First thing on our agenda is a public comment. Ask you to hold your comments to the public hearing if it's anything about the budget. But if you have other comments not related to the budget or the taxes, we invite you to come and speak now. Just give us your name and address, please.
My name is Daniel Dyer. I live at 1322 East 6000 South in South Ogden, Utah. This probably might be a question more better addressed to the city manager. It's indirectly budget related. The South Ogden truck that circles the neighborhood every day, what's it looking for? Is it looking for water main breaks, code violations, just generally patrolling the area? Maybe the city manager is best to speak to that, but that's just a question.
What's your neighborhood, or what's your address again? 1322 East?
6000 South.
6000 South. Okay.
Yeah, that's was called Briar Point when it was being developed.
Okay.
Mr.
Allen,
take a shot
at
that. That's actually my neighborhood, and the city truck that drives through the neighborhood, he actually lives in that neighborhood. He lives
okay.
Just around the corner from.
So it might be transit back from work.
I see him quite a bit, so I do probably three or four times a day coming in and out of the neighborhood.
Okay, yeah, I don't want to pick nits. I just got some explaining to do about what that is to somebody, so.
No, we don't generally send people on not search other than the police.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
All right, don't see any scouts or students, not to label all of you by age, but I'm pretty wise about that. Oh, go ahead.
Robert Hogan, 645 42nd Street. The tax increase is substantial. The ones that I have seen in the paper.
Will you wait for the public hearing on this, please?
Oh, I thought we were into that.
No, we just do a public comment, first of all.
Okay.
You're sorry. First, though, when we get there.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I don't have to repeat myself, do I?
We'll know who you are. Thank you. All right, item four is consent agenda. It's approval of the July 17th City Council minutes, meeting minutes, and approval of the July warrants register. Any questions or comments on that from the council? Seeing none, we entertain a motion that we approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. It is time now for our public hearing to receive consider comments on the fiscal year 2019 budget and also the certified tax rate. I will speak to that for a minute, and then I will ask for a motion to open that. So the public hearing, at least we get given 5 minutes. Public comments, 3. When the public hearing, you're given 5. And I'm not going to be a clock Nazi, but to a certain extent, keep an eye on things, keep some order. Just a few thoughts, though, before we get into that. Just for points of information. So, we, in a sense, are not raising the taxes. We are maintaining the certified tax rate, the same 0.0029 that was raised and implemented last year. We are keeping this out. The budget, as of right now, is keeping that tax rate at .0029, the same as you paid last year. The increase comes because our houses have all gone up in value, and that is the increase. At that, if we maintain the .0029, that becomes a $2.90 a month increase on a $239,000 house, which is the city average. So it will bring more revenue to the city, which we have plans to spend on some different things. So just understand, yes, it's a tax increase to your monthly, but we are not raising the certified tax rate or maintaining what it was last year, just a point of information. The other comment I'll make is, many of you, it's the first time you've been here this year. It's great to see you, and we're excited to hear from you. But we've also heard all year from our police, from our fire, from our public works, from residents that want better parks and better roads, of things that need to be funded. So we're not going to, it's not going to be much of a two-way discussion. That's not how public hearings are. We really hear the public, but so it won't be a lot of answering back and forth. But I know that question always comes up is, where is this money going to go? It's going to go to roads and parks and police and fire and increase inflation construction costs with our public works. The other thought I'll have to keep in mind is this, and again, I want to hear from you. I want you to say what you want to say. But you are speaking to your neighbors. You are, we're not some foreign group that has just been thrust upon the city. We are in your neighborhood. We are in your city. Everything that this council approves, we live by it too. This tax increase goes to us. Any utility increases, we pay it as well. My mother, my brother, everybody in the city still, I just can't turn the corner to see the border. We're all paying it. So just an overriding fact. Sometimes I've been through public hearings, and it's almost like, and I know the emotion kicks in, but you forget who you're talking to, in a sense. We're your neighbors. We live in your same city. So tell us what's on your mind. Tell us what you're, how you're feeling. Don't hold back, but just understand who we are, please. So I think that's all I wanted to get off my chest before we started. So entertain a motion that we open a public hearing to receive and consider comments on the fiscal year 2019 budget and certified tax rate.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we're now in public hearing. We'll invite Mr. Hogan to be first, if he still wants to be first.
You pretty much addressed my issue, so thank you.
Well, we're trying to. All right. Whoever's next, then, come on.
I'll be brave here. My name's Linda Binkley. I live at 5973 Guilloba Lane. And I have my tax bill here, and it says that my taxes are going up. My property taxes for South Ogden City is 10.06%. So I'm confused as far as how the number comes up, and I guess that's just my comment. So that's why I'm concerned, is because I see 10%. You say 2.90. $2.90. But so this is, you know, 10 cents or $10. So that's a confusion for me. And also when the newsletter came out, it didn't say that this money is going to be used for roads, you know, whatever, all the infrastructure things we need. It said it's just for inflation. You know, it's based on inflation. Well, that concerns me too, you know. Inflation, I have a thing that says inflation is like what the certified tax rate, the 0.0029. So I just get a little confused. I'm not a scientist or a mathematician, so I'm just a kind of a simple person, and I'm looking for clarity and, you know, just straightforward information. So that's my comment. I don't have a problem with the taxes going up because the roads really need a lot of work around here. So that's just my comment.
Mr. Strait, can you give us one minute mathematical?
So each year, a certain number of properties are reevaluated for their value
by the county.
By the county. And the county takes all of that, and then based on what last year's tax rate is, if the values have went up, then that rate goes down. So basically what's happening is the rate between last year and this year stays the same based on the truth in taxation, which means that if your value went up, then you'll pay more. So what would it went down to? 0.0026 something? See, it would have adjusted down because property taxes are designed to collect a certain amount of revenue, and they don't adjust for inflation. By keeping the rate the same, you're adjusting for inflation. That's as simple as I can put it.
Thank you. Just to clarify that, so it's because the house, the market value of the house has gone up, that's what that 10% is?
Yeah, under normal circumstances, the rate would have went down and would have kept your taxes the same. I see council is nodding his head no, so I think we have to be careful here, and maybe I shouldn't be getting into this dialogue during a public hearing, because a public hearing is for you to speak, not for me to chime in.
I'm looking for clarification, so
right. I understand, and so maybe it would be more appropriate if Matt Dixon took it and explained it, since I didn't seem to quite do it right.
Can you add quickly?
Mayor, how about, I'm taking copious notes. I'd be happy to, I didn't catch your last name. I'd have Linda Dale, I apologize.
Okay.
But I'd be happy if that would be great. And maybe some others will have a similar question. But I'll take notes, and I'm happy to stick around after the meeting.
That's
and
perfect.
Provide whatever information I can, if that would help.
Yeah.
Okay.
Weaver School District kept their rate the same, and they had the election. And but it's still considered a tax increase by definition from the state. It is a tax increase, so we can't say it's not an increase. It is an increase.
Thank you. Who else would like to speak, please?
I came to address the tax increase or whatever you want to call it. Anyway, I'm generally opposed to property taxes because even if you own your own property, it in effect turns you to a renter from the state. So I realize that costs go up, but I've also seen the mortgage company come back and hit me for several successive years saying, we have not retained enough in escrow to pay your taxes, or to pay your escrow, so you need to chip in an extra $100, $200, $300 at the end of the year to settle your escrow deficit. So I'm watching this issue very closely, and my wife's very concerned about it as well. She kind of prompts me to come here and talk to this issue. Long term, property values are going up, but my income didn't go up the way my property went up. Also, we need to consider that as interest rates, which have been held down artificially low, go up, the value of properties are going to go, the property bubble can't inflate forever. As if the interest rates were what the market might be, you would see people's property values stabilize or go down because they just couldn't finance that kind of money at 4, 5, 6, 7% rates, which many of folks in here probably remember when you had to pay 6% to get a mortgage. So I hope there's a mechanism to unwind those property values as they stabilize or go down, because it's been painful. So that's my comment.
Thank you.
I'm Rosetta Acord, 815 East, 4800 South. And it's right, you see me mainly at taxes because I am opinionated about it. I agree with the gentleman. I think our housing valuations are ridiculous, but I don't think there's a thing you can do about it. I wish you could, but you can't. There's a couple of things that are constant in life. One is change, one is death, and one is taxes. Nobody really will say they like to pay taxes, but we love what you're doing with our tax money. And I'm speaking for Chet, my husband also. We think that you're very responsible. We have not seen waste. We think that each of you are very thoughtful with how you're doing our taxes. Our comment is we would rather pay a small amount than 30, 40% tax increase. It's a lot less painful to have a little stuck toe than to have a sledgehammer to your foot. So we are for the tax increase. And again, we think that you guys are really responsible with our money, and thank you.
Discussion then would entertain a motion to close our public hearing and return to our council meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. All right, next we have a discussion about South Augie Days and debrief on how our event went this year. We invite Amber Herrick, our special events coordinator, to come forward. Oh, while she's getting set up, just a comment on budget in general. If you have major questions, concerns, ongoing, you can ask myself, member of the council, call the city, talk to Mr. Dixon, to get anything explained to you throughout the whole year. If you see something, you hear something, you read something, ask some more questions, we'll give you some more input. It's all public record, the budget's not... It's not hidden, it's there for you, so.
Mayor,
just invite, yeah.
If I may just add to that. So the process moving forward, the council still has a week. They've got a special meeting scheduled a week from tonight on the 14th. They'll have their normal pre-council work session at 5 o'clock, and that will be for additional discussion on the budget. And a week from tonight at 6 o'clock in the regular meeting, they'll make a final decision on the budget. And so if you still have questions, like say, feel free to get with any of the elected officials. You're welcome to next week's meeting on Tuesday night, the pre-work session or the regular meeting as well. But the final decision won't be made tonight. It'll be made a week from tonight on the 14th.
Mayor, is a copy of the budget available?
Best way to get that, Mr. Dixon, would be...
It's online.
The new and improved website.
Our website.
Thank you.
Go to.
If you can't find it, call me.
If you go to the minutes, it's not at the very top of the page, but down below the picture says agenda and minutes, and then click on the information packet. There's a copy of the budget.
Thank you.
And we happen to plug a new website, southaugiecity.com, same address as the old one. Much more user-friendly, still a couple bugs to work out, but looks a lot better, a lot easier to navigate than the old one. So. And if that doesn't work well, then call the city. Mr. Dixon. Yes, Mr. Dixon.
I'm glad everybody came to listen to Ember on South Augie Days.
I didn't know I'd have such a big audience.
She's a good presenter, you're in for a treat.
It's not hooking into the system.
I have to be plugged into that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I can track mine. 2018. Do you want me to try to hook into it?
See if those lights are supposed to come on.
Let's
since you're a hook-in.
Okay, so can you...
Showing no power to it.
So, I think I'll go upstairs and get
a different computer. Let me go get an old computer.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Stand by. I don't know any jokes anymore.
Is that a karaoke movie? I was one of your
rules. It's not any good.
See, it's those lights come on and you choose your interface for which HDMI or the other one. It's not even coming.
Yeah, with your permission, I'm from the government. I'm here to help.
Yeah, she just got this new laptop, and so it's first time I think she's trying to connect, and it's not.
Those come on and choose a source, and they're not even turning.
You can do
a
switch in the back.
To the rescue. We're going to make this work.
We're going to use the old computer.
Technology is a beautiful thing.
No worries.
How many government people?
All right.
The only question is this, whose computer is this?
I hope it's mine.
It's worth a try. I think it's unlikely unless we can get this panel to light up.
Oh, yeah. Because if the panel's not...
Now, sometimes there's a wall wart that's associated with this somewhere around the wall plugged into an outlet.
No, it's not every...
But there's no power to that panel, then he's right. It's not
gonna... But it's worth a try anyway.
Lisa, I could do my... I could go to the iPad and do a Apple TV.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's not... There's no power to that.
I can go get the projector from upstairs.
He went to go get his other...
The projector? Just the...
Oh, we could do that. Or can she email me that? And I could do Apple and just mirror my...
Okay, either way.
Just email it to me.
Okay. So.
See, that's not even, does it usually light up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just go email it to
you. You have it on your computer?
Yeah.
Oh, it recognized it in this one.
The last time I encountered something like that was because there was a wall wart somewhere along the wall, and it had come out. But I think that one's hardwired.
It's not my computer. Okay, let's try it again. Send to the file says it can't be on the server. Do you have access to the P drive? box. Put it in. My Dropbox.
Not under it.
Where did you see that?
Thank you. I've never used
Dropbox. Are you going to put it in Dropbox?
If I can get to Dropbox.
Don't try this at home, leave it to the professionals.
Packets folder. It's still uploading.
Is it a PDF or
a It's a PowerPoint. Yeah, it's still uploading. That was a really big file. Oh, it was 145 meg.
There were some photos.
Yeah, I guess that was it.
Sorry, I asked if I should bring my computer.
It says it has 1 minute left.
Yeah, it's coming. We're just going to grab it through Dropbox.
It's full. I mean, it's full bars. Well, it's too bad I got it on my screen. Do you want to get the projector? It's on my screen.
It's fine. Here we go.
Oh. It's good. Sleep now. Don't sleep now.
Is that for us?
So.
This thing brings the screen out. Okay. On a switch you turn on to get the AV.
No, the power's above the... I contact our IT guy. The power's up there on top of the...
I think it's just because it kicked me off the Wi-Fi, but I'm coming back on. I got the
presentation. Oh, okay.
This thing gets its power from up there.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yay! I got it. Yay!
All right, I apologize for that technology problem.
So
you notice mostly like the fish just sat here.
I'll point to you. Or
no,
didn't offer any help.
Well, I'll point to you when I want you to.
Amber Herrick, our special events coordinator, your report on South Ogden Days, please.
Okay. Thank you for your patience. So this is the 19th annual South Ogden Days, and it was an honor to be able to be your coordinator this year. So first of all, I just have some highlights. So we had 27 golf teams, that's 108 golfers, at Mount Ogden Golf Course. We had 84 runners do the Glow Run, 31 of those were kids, did the 5K. We had 25 pickleball teams for our first year having a pickleball tournament, so that's 50 players. 24 mud volleyball teams, that's 144 players. During the corporate night and then on Saturday when friends and family played. We had 17 bands compete in our Battle of the Bands competition, first time as well for that. So that was 82 competitors, and 19 South Ogden's Got Talent competitors. We had everything from the dancing dinosaurs you can see up there to violinists to a lot of singers and performers. And for the parade, we had over 20 parade, or 40 parade entries, so not bad for my first year, I feel like, you know, 40 parade entries. I went and visited Clinton Cities, and they just had over 60, and they've been doing it for years and years, so I'm like, we'll keep building on the parade. It wasn't as many as I would have liked to have seen per parade entries, but so there's room for improvement, but overall, I think a lot of people, that's, you know, over 1,000 people participated in events and competitions. If you advance to the next page, so we're still getting numbers in. We paid most of the bills, but we're still waiting on a couple of people that still need to pay. The total cost of the entertainment for the band, their hotel stay, the stage, the fireworks was over $42,000, so that's our largest expense. And for vendor support, for the generators and the tents, the expense of that is over $21,000. So those were the two major expenses that we have associated with South Ogden Days. And then as far as revenues, we had 94 vendors, so 20 food and 74 that sold everything from artwork to clothing to, we had a couple booths that were just informational as well. And 12 of those were South Ogden businesses. And the feedback I got was that they appreciated the discount that you guys offered this year, giving them a break. It's a 25% discount for all South Ogden businesses to be a vendor at South Ogden Days this year. And the feedback on that was good. Again, not a ton of participation. I think we had 9 last year, 12 this year, so it grew a little bit. But a lot of people that weren't vendors were involved in the carnival, or not the carnival, sorry, the parade. So a lot of businesses that didn't necessarily want a vendor spot did participate in the parade or did sponsor an event, so they had some presence. So we had our Silva Luncheon on Wednesday, and it was kind of a thank you this month to just say thank you for all of your support. And got a lot of positive feedback from that as well. So good to see us working together, you know, with our business sponsors, because they're the lifeblood of our community. They keep our taxes low and keep South Ogden running strong. So sponsor donations, last year we had 22,000. We're up to 33.5 this year. 42 sponsors between whether it was someone sponsoring an ad, sponsoring an event, sponsoring a golf tournament hole. So that was an increase as well. I was excited about that, just to see so many businesses involved. And then tournament fees, I've got a pretty good number on those, but not all the 5K runners. There was kind of a disconnect paying that night. We wanted people to be able to come and run that night, and not all of them paid. So the amount that we actually took in for the runners doesn't equal the number of runners. Some people ran for free, but again, we'll streamline that and get a better method for collecting on the day payment for that event next year. The carnival, we had 405 pre-season sales. That was the $18 tickets, so that was $72.90. And then we had to refund 27 tickets. So on the next slide, we're going to talk about a couple of the issues that came up this year, and one of them was our carnival. And we'll know the total revenue from the carnival as soon as we get the final sales. Those revenues are calculated based on how many ticket sales they had at the actual event in collaboration with the season sales. So still waiting for those final numbers when I give you your final report here in a month or so. If we advance to the next page. So we've done a lot to try and get feedback this time. Doug Gailey has done a great survey that we sent out to the vendors and sponsors to try and get their feedback. They say a good survey result is if you hear back from 10%. We're about at 10%, but hopefully we'll hear back from more. But overall, it's been positive. I'm going to type all those up and send them to you so you guys can see good and bad, what the vendors would like to see and the sponsors would like to see change next year. We also had an internal staff review of the event, kind of a post-mortem where we went over what went well and what could do better as each department that worked together. But I felt like overall, all the departments worked really well together. I felt like we were a united team and was really impressed with the support. One of the feedback was that we need more volunteers. So hopefully we'll be able to enlist more members of the community to come help us next year, and I can do a better job of coordinating that and getting more people to come and help, because the numbers were huge and it was just a lot of people to get into the park and kind of meet all their needs. But staff did an awesome job based on what we had to work with. The survey will be also a public survey asking for the public's input on our new website. Brian's going to have it up by Friday. And so that will give anybody that attended the event, even if they weren't a sponsor or a vendor, an opportunity to tell us what they'd like to see different. We did have some feedback on the back of the booklets where people could write in their comments, but we didn't get a ton of comments from that. So it'll be good to just put it out there and let people know through Facebook and Twitter. We'd love your feedback so we can make the 20th year even better than this year. And we've also, staff's been monitoring social media comments. The major complaints, there was a little gap in the parade between some of the entries. They got a little bit behind. There's also several comments about the carnival. That was our number one complaint this year. So Midway West is the carnival vendor that we've used in the past. And they were also at Syracuse on the same day, so I think they kind of split staff and the rides. Under our contract, they agreed to be set up and running on Friday by 4 o'clock, but they were up and running by 8 or 9, and they didn't have the 15 rides that they said they'd have, so that's why we had to refund some of those tickets for the preseason sales. Some people were upset because they brought their kids intending to ride on Friday. So we've been in touch with Midway West. We've expressed our concerns. We told them that we're refunding the citizens that were upset their money, and then that will be deducted from the overall payment that's made to them. And I think it would be a good idea, just in light of some of the issues we've had in the past, discussing with staff that we maybe look at a different carnival vendor for next year, but we can talk about that as we get closer to the next South Ogden days. And then tonight we're just here to kind of get you guys' input. The final slide just has some highlights, but whether you guys give me feedback verbally tonight or you email me, if you don't want to hurt my feelings, that's just fine. Send me an email or drop me a text and let me know if there's anything that you liked. I was really impressed with council's involvement this year. Adam spent 2 cold hours in the dunk tank, and all of you took a turn, and together, being in the dunk tank, you raised over $1,600, which, if you think about it, was 4 balls for a dollar, or 4 balls for $5 to dunk a member of the city council or the mayor. That's a lot of time in the dunk tank to raise $1,600, one dunk at a time. So kudos to you guys. Also, the feedback from handing out popcorn at the movie in the park was overwhelmingly positive. People loved that. It was a nice give back to the community, just a way to say thank you. So I hope that you feel like your interactions were good. We talked about you guys just having an info booth where people could come and talk to you, but I felt like this was a better way to get them coming and talking to you and to raise money for our canine unit. So together with the $1,600 we raised from the dunk tank over the weekend at South Ogden Days, and a generous local donor that made an $8,400 donation, we were able to reach the $10,000 that we needed to get the new canine. So that's exciting for the police department. They're really excited. They've been getting their canine vehicle up and running, and so it'll be good to see that asset as a part of the police department's. And then attendance, so we tried to gauge it. Again, I didn't have enough volunteers to create a great count, but we printed 10,000 of the wristbands, and we ran out of wristbands. So we know at a minimum we had 10,000 people attend this year, and I think there was definitely more, because like I said, we ran out and we didn't have people at all the gates during all the hours, just at the high volume traffic hours. And vendors, just verbally when I talked to them and got feedback from them, they saw a better night on Friday than they did last year, and Saturday also saw increased revenues. So that's encouraging. Hopefully they'll want to come back next year and be vendors at South Ogden Days again. So just the synergy working in, you know, between the city and businesses with over 20 advertisers, 42 sponsors, and 21 parade entries, that's like 100 businesses in the city that were involved in some way, and some of them in multiple ways. Some of them just did an in-kind donation, donating food to our volunteers and staff, and just give a shout out to them and thank them. This event couldn't come off without everyone working together, so thank you for your support. Just want to thank the community for your support. And like I said, I welcome your feedback. We'll have better numbers for you on the total costs and revenues here in the next month as those final bills get paid and the few individuals that haven't finalized their payment get those numbers into us. So, feedback?
Mr. Strand?
Yeah, speaking of the business alliance, I know that's separate from this, but I had several unsolicited just compliments when I was at the Chamber of Commerce I guess it was last week, and so that's greatly appreciated. And the only complaint I heard was about the carnival, and I hadn't even known that because I hate the carnival. But that's the only negative comment. I can just say that the parade was, in my opinion, much, much improved. I'd like to see it keep growing. I was very pleased with the parade, other than the whistle blew, and I was still... I had to run, and I haven't run that far in several years, and it was very challenging for me. But nonetheless, no one offered me a piggyback. But anyway, I thought that part was great. So, a little surprised with the band. I thought there'd be more for the band than there was, but I'm not sure what that was. Maybe had more.
I did have a couple comments where people said, "Boy, the Confederate Railroad just talked about his divorce the whole time," but I didn't hear a lot of those comments. So.
You were running around really busy.
I was a little busy.
And so.
But
next year you can relax a little bit more, right? Anyway. But positives, wow. So I actually made the golf tournament work.
Yeah.
And
the golf tournament, so we had 15 hole sponsors. So $5,400 in tournament fees and $7,500 in hole fees. So it came out at 12.9.
Well, I think that's sort of a record, right?
Yeah.
And again, that just covers the cost of golfing there and for their hats. So it's not like the city made a profit on that, but it broke even.
Well, it's better than losing money.
Yes, it is. Because last year it lost out.
Yeah. So. Anyway.
I was going to save my comments till the end, but I just wanted to say thanks for your efforts with South Ogden Days and all the staff that participated. I know that everybody in South Ogden played a part, and it was very successful. I've heard nothing but great comments. Your energy and everything is contagious. So we thank you for your efforts. It was awesome.
It's easy to be energetic when you have the support of the mayor and council and a great community. As people just kept pouring in on Saturday night, I was just like, we've done this for a reason. People are enjoying themselves. So it was fun for me. Thank you.
Major sponsors were Ogden Athletic Club, Macy's, Young Subaru. Who were they? I'm guessing.
So we did have some hiccups. Macy's corporate policy changed and Costco. So in the past they've done a financial donation. They were only able to donate food this year.
But they did donate food.
They did, okay. Yes. So let's see. Wasatch Peaks Credit Union, Republic Services, and Texas Roadhouse sponsored the golf tournament. The Poban's Orthodontics And Bill's Comfort Systems donated money to South Ogden's Got Talent. Imagine Music sponsored the Battle of the Bands competition. We had Cubex Fitness and Intermountain Live Well sponsored the Sunset Glow Run. And Mountain View Health Services sponsored the movie in the park. The parade was sponsored by SOBA. Walmart sponsored the pickleball tournament along with the Ogden Pickleball Association that made a donation towards getting us the pickleball nets. And then Ogden Athletic Club, Dingman Professional Printing, and Jessen Oral Surgery sponsored the mud volleyball tournament. The concert and fireworks was sponsored by Young Subaru, Young Mazda, and Ramp. And Texas Roadhouse donated the food for the VIP tent. So a lot of great sponsors.
Thank you. Awesome.
Okay. You can echo all the positives. Another thing that's simple, just that is easily fixable. Some of the kids ran more than 1 mile on markings. Some late people wanted to sign up the day up for South Ogden's Got Talent, yeah. So we just have to make sure that's in bold or print in the magazine on the website. And then the movie started late. We lost some people because of the lateness of the battle bands. But just some little logistical things that are easy fixes. So overall, it was great. And if you could order that weather every year, that would be much appreciated as well. The two best days of June for those 2 days.
So we had people run for free, and we had people run too long.
Wow.
These are problems.
If that's what we're talking about.
I did do an informal survey at 10 o'clock on Saturday night. I yelled as loud as I could, so was there one thing? And just then a firework went off, and they all said, ooh, and ah.
So that's, we'll stick with that.
Just a little personal story there.
A little anecdotal, but we'll go with that. So.
Thank you, guys.
Anything else? Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Okay, we invite the council, as I call on you, to report on some anything that you've done since our last public meeting and any counsel for the city manager. So, Mr. Howard.
August 1st, we attended the Communities That Care meeting down in Riverdale. It's always a great opportunity. I enjoyed going down there, and we discussed the trend in the drug and alcohol abuse throughout the school by grade. And it was, I want to say that their numbers are accurate, but I want to say that they're low, which is scary. I know the chief shaking his head, because he would agree. Comes back to our homes and parents and raising our kids right. And I think we have a great community. South Ogden's amazing. I wouldn't want to raise my family anywhere else. So we just need to work together as a group up here, as a team, and as a community, and let's try and make a change with the drug and alcohol abuse.
Thank you.
So I've attended a few events for Chamber of Commerce. Today was the legislative meeting. Did give a little input. I did talk a little bit about consolidation, and did bring up the idea that of in the legislature, the idea of helping cities that work for in collaborative ways to create economies of scale, that there might be some help on that. It was interesting, an individual came and talked to me after. I didn't get his permission to say who it was, but it's someone that served in local and state government. And their comment about the consolidation is they said, they talked to the county in the Highlands, and he was told that it wasn't, that they were never invited. And I said, I'm not sure that's true, but I just wanted to bring it up. That there is some thought and feeling out there that the county should join with us up in Uinta Highlands, and it's out there. And I don't know what the status, whether they're invited or not, or asked to be at the table. It doesn't really matter, really. but perhaps we ought to consider that if, you know, maybe put it on another feeler if they want to join in, because heavens, that would be another important piece to the puzzle. And I assured the person, I think this is correct, and if I'm not, please correct me, I assured the person that everyone is invited that wants to be a part, as far as contiguous to the cities. I mean, it's not like Sandy. I'm just saying within the scope of our valley here on the south side. So anyway, I think that was fair to say. But if we could look into that, Mr. Dixon, I think that would be appropriate.
Thank you. Councilor Hanson.
Thank you. Two quick things. Number one, I got publicly met at Councilmember Strait, and I owe Councilmember Strait a public apology. And thank you for the trust that you give us. The budget's not easy. We battle, we fight back and forth, we agree, we disagree. But thanks for your confidence. We work hard to try to get it right. So that's it. Thank you.
Councilmember Strait.
Just a couple of items. As Council Member Howard mentioned, the Communities That Care, there's a 5K and a half marathon coming up on August 25th. So we'd love to have you participate. If you don't want to run, you're welcome to volunteer. We'd love to have people help out with that. Again, that's August 25th. It's called the Path to Opioid Prevention. It's a great area that they're going to run through, so that'll be a good opportunity. Also, just a note to our Public Works. We went up 40th Street and the new street signs look really nice. I did have a question. It looks like there might be a water leak at that far east crosswalk. I'm wondering if something's going on there. There's water going both sides of the median, so. And then on the website, I looked at that. I don't know, do you want feedback now or later?
That's fine.
The city recorder page had a cute picture of two cats, but maybe it needs something else. And then,
three cats.
You're the second person who said that.
Okay. Just, anyway. I looked at it on my iPad, and I don't know if it's because the iPad is a smaller display, but on the homepage it looks like our phone number is split, so I don't know if that's something that we could adjust so it's, you know, all on the same line, looks lovely and all that. And then the video next to the mayor message didn't play. I don't know if it's not really a video, but it had a play button, but it didn't play anything.
Okay. No, thanks for that. That's all. Look at.
That's all. Thank you.
Okay. It's just my family home movie. I offered this. Mr. Dixon.
Thank you, Mayor. Some of the things I was going to bring up have been covered. A couple of other items. August 15th, invite all of the public to join us here at the police station. It's Cookies with a Cop. Those are good events. Kids really enjoy them, kids and grandkids. Come over and get to meet our police officers and see some of the equipment and things that they have and use. Young Mazda opened their doors this week on Monday. So if you're looking for a car, shop local. But they're excited to be here. Their official grand opening is scheduled September 14th at 11 a.m. I think that's a Friday. Thanks to Councilmember Stewart. We would invite the public as well to go take a look at our new website. Think about things that you would go there for, information, forms. Give us feedback. You know, we want this to be a resource to the community. And it's new and it just launched, and so there's going to be some bugs, but we welcome any feedback or input to improve it. And that's all I have. Mayor, thanks.
Thank you. A couple things. I appreciate people mentioning that Bonneville Communities That Care half marathon. I guess people pay to run, which I find very strange, but this is one of the cheapest runs there is. So if you have runners in your family, say it's very, very inexpensive, 5K or half marathon that they can run, really trying to get people there to understand what one of the communities that care do and some of the things that they're involved in. But it should be a great event, and help pray for good weather, and a lot of us are helping to volunteer for that, so I encourage you to be with that. A week ago yesterday, I attended a Wasatch Front Regional Council Economic Development, it's an acronym, meeting in Salt Lake. It was really interesting to have, there was mayors, county commissioners, council members, people from real estate, just this large group of people gathered around all the way from Tualatin, Oregon, South Ogden, Roy, all the way into Salt Lake County, and just trying to have a plan and a vision for mass transit and jobs and housing affordability. There's a lot of really good minds out there right now looking at the future and trying to help with these things, and so I was glad to just be a part of that. But just know that there are some a lot of good people out there that care and are trying to serve. The same with with the mayors of Weber County that we met last night, and it just does my heart good to know that people are facing some of the same situations we are, and trying to learn from each other how we get through it. And there's a lot of unity, I guess, between the county and even the Wasatch Front. So glad to be part of those. So again, feedback on South Ogden Days, the website, anything is appreciated. Any more questions on the budget would be appreciated as well. So, nothing else there. Would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.